Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Another edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Hope you're having a great morning. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up on this Thursday edition, the Dolphins talked about it, but now it is official. Tua Tagovailoa heads to the bench in 20 minutes. What does the future hold for Taylor Swift's future husband? Well, we may have gotten a big hint yesterday. We'll talk about that in NFL news. And then our top 5 teams in the NFL. That comes your way in just 40 minutes. I'm Jinx. She's Chelsea. Once again, it is Thursday. Good morning. Hi, Chelsea.
Yeah, it's the penultimate show. The final show before the final show.
That's right.
Tomorrow is our last show. So I don't know if this has made you more motivated or less motivated. And I was like, oh, let's give it our best effort, the last 2 shows. And then my alarm goes off in the morning. I'm like, Chelsea, you don't have to straighten your hair. You don't have to do all this stuff with your makeup. You're going into, you know, getting canned anyway. So what does it matter? From a perspective of, like, preparation, like, nothing has changed.
Yeah.
It's just, Jinx, it's hard to spend, like, 30 minutes on my hair and makeup when it's like, no one cares. Show's in anyway.
That is correct. I mean, look at me. Normally, I try to look as nice as I can just out of professionalism. And I have a Texas sweatshirt on this morning. I'm like, well, I mean, I don't have it in me to mail it in. Like, I actually, because I was working ahead so much and because I want everything, I want to go out on a high note is what I want. And so I have already finished tomorrow's show. Like, honest to God, barring any sort of breaking news or, of course, a recap of Thursday Night Football, like, I worked all day yesterday where I basically can cut and paste tomorrow's show with the exception of anything new in the news cycle in the next 24 hours so that I'm done, because I'm just kind of letting it set in. So I'm always super motivated, but then to your point, when the alarm hits at 3:45, you're like, well, you know, maybe this isn't the worst thing. So I'm kind of torn. I go back and forth like you.
Yeah, because during the day, I feel motivated. It's just like everybody gets this feeling. Like everybody listening to the show right now has had this exact feeling where you have all these big plans at night and then the alarm goes off and it's like your worst self taps in.
Well, and also I always say this when people ask about getting up this early, because there are people who get up early, and I have a lot of empathy for that, a lot of understanding
there,
because we've done this. Yes, because we do too.
We get up early.
And I also tell people there is a difference between being up and being on. Like, you can be up at 4 a.m, 5 a.m, right? Like, you're going and you're like, oh God. Like, I was so tired this morning. I said good morning to Bijou, our cat. I mean, I don't normally talk to animals like that. I was like, good morning, Bijou. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? Because normally I'm like, hey, baby. You know, like you talk to animals. I was like, good morning. Like, it was my boss or something. And I was like, oh my God, you need some sleep. So, but then there's the, oh no, 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 no. I got to have some coffee or I got to be on. And that's a huge difference.
Right. So I don't know how I'm going to use this skill moving forward. Like if I don't have a morning job, yeah. Because I will say this. Does it not feel like a skill that we have honed? Because I feel like at the start of the show, it was very difficult for me to lock it in for the first segment. Like, just to be smooth and as good as I am in the later segments. And, like, that's still true to, like, an extent. But I do feel like over the course of the show, like, we've dialed it in and we have, I don't want to say perfected this because we're also, you know, the network's restructuring. But it does feel like that is a skill that we have learned to be good at.
Oh, no question about it. And even now, though, like I've learned, okay, this is maybe how you can focus more. Even now, though, the third hour, I'm always like, I feel so much better than the first hour because we've been doing it and you're up and kind of going. So to your point, yes, when we first started, and we can talk about this tomorrow, like the growth and where we started versus where we are now is sort of remarkable. Also, remarkable. Mm-hmm. Your dub last night. Let's go. Yeah, remarkable.
I don't know if it was remarkable, but I will a win at this point in the week because it's been a tough week for me. So in the NBA, I decided to rely on the trustworthy players because, listen, in the player prop world, there are certain guys who are going to get their looks. So for me, it was Julius Randle, the T-Wolves, 18-plus points. He finished with 21 points last night. And then we had Donovan Mitchell, 3-plus threes because he has been shooting threes at a pretty high clip. And plus, like, they needed to score points. They didn't even win that game. So that came through. He had 4 threes. So I will take my win.
Take it. I got a dub last night with some college football. Had Old Dominion South Florida in the Cure Bowl under 53 and a hook. And ODU wins that game 24-10. So an easy dub there. The Donkster, who knows what he was thinking, had St. Francis at Florida and was laying 45.5 with the Gators. The Gators win 102-61, but they don't cover that monster number. So for the week, Chelsea, you are 1-3. I am 3-3. The Dogster is 2-1. It is the penultimate edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. It is great to have you with us. Everyone's here. We got, oh, I see Double D. I saw him earlier. We got D-Day here. I believe Dan is sitting in as part of the show as well. So thanks to our audience and thanks for our crew as we finish things up here. Is Tua Tagovailoa finished as quarterback of the Miami Dolphins? Certainly looks that way. We were talking about this yesterday on the show, and Mike McDaniel was considering benching Tua. Well, yesterday it was made official. Quinn Ewers. Oh, I didn't even think about it. Look how perfect this is. I'm wearing my Texas sweatshirt because Quinn went to Texas. So Quinn will get the start instead of Tua. And by the way, Zach Wilson is now QB2. Here is Tua's reaction to receiving the news.
Naturally, I'd say I'm disappointed. I think it's normal. It's normal human emotion. You know, outside of that, I got to do my part. My role here right now is to help whoever the quarterback is going to be for this team, to lead this team, help in whatever way I can, to help the team win this game on Sunday.
Why do you think this has happened?
I would say the biggest thing, and it's being honest with myself as well, had been my performance. I haven't been performing up to the level and the capabilities that I have in best.
Well, I will say, Chelsea, that is a very professional and honest answer, which I appreciate. That's got to be tough to the ego. But he's right. He hasn't played well.
Right. And I will say this about Tua. Like, say what you will about his play on the field, but he has handled a lot of situations that have come with some adversity pretty well. Like, think about the arc of his career at the University of Alabama when he usurped Jalen Hurts as the starter. Like, there was so much noise that came with that job and, you know, all of the critical acclaim coming into the NFL. And then he had, you know, the stretch where people were saying, you don't need to be playing football. We are worried for your safety. Yeah. You need to protect your brain. And so, like, he's already been through so many things that I don't doubt that he will handle this with class. Like, I'll say that. Like, yeah, we harp on Tua a lot, and like, the picks were bad. They led the NFL this year. But I do think he still handles himself really well for the situations he's in.
Yeah, I think so as well. And, you know, he's always been that guy. So this is completely in line with what we've seen from Tua throughout his entire career. His salary numbers, though, are just unbelievable. Now, look, this is from a business perspective. This is not going to work out well for the Dolphins if Tua's not the guy, and it looks like he's not the guy. But I will never knock a player in the National Football League for getting a bag, ever, because this is a business, and we see guys all the time who don't get paid, get cut. Look at Brandon Ayuk out in San Francisco. That's a perfect example of that right now. But if you look at Tua's numbers, these are via Adam Schefter. He is due $54 million guaranteed next year. So on March 15th of next year, he gets $3 million of his 2027 contract guaranteed. Cutting him would mean $99 million in dead cap money. So what will probably happen, this feels like what is going to happen, is that they cut him after June the 1st, and then you spread out that dead money over a couple of years. I'm not a big salary cap person. Some people get really into that. So let me put this very simply. The Dolphins are going to be on the hook for a while. I mean, this is going to be very punitive to them, you know, for the next few years, much like it was for Russell Wilson when it didn't work out in Denver. So the Dolphins are going to have to inch their way out of this. It's not going to be easy because it looks like his time is over.
Right. I think the question now is somebody going to want to trade for him? Because obviously that would help out the Dolphins, especially if they do it after that certain date where their dead cap money is getting to be split over 2 years. So they won't be in cap space hell like the Broncos were with Russell Wilson. Like, they'll still be in cap space, you know, purgatory, but not quite the eighth layer of hell. But if you look at the quarterback play across the NFL, like, this is the ultimate thing about quarterbacks, is just that there's not that many good quarterbacks. And we have seen teams pay absolute premiums for quarterbacks who are past their prime, who should not be paid that amount of money. Like, look at the contract that Kirk Cousins got with the Falcons.
Right.
And, you know, for half the season, he's not even the starter. So there are teams who are willing to spend a ton of money for a veteran quarterback, even if that veteran quarterback is not very good, just simply because the tree of quarterbacks in the NFL is not filled with fruit. There are only a few apples up there. So some teams just kind of have to say, hey, we're going to take a chance on this guy no matter how much it costs.
Yeah, well, you're right. You're right. And which team will he play for next? Let's assume he's gone from the Dolphins. It feels like he's gone from the Dolphins. Where does he go next? You can find next team odds for Tua, not at BetMGM, if you really want to bet this market, which I don't particularly want to, but it's always interesting insight into, okay, where might he go next? You know who the favorites are? The Raiders at plus 325. Then you've got the Steelers at plus 450. Saints, plus 525. Jets, 6-1. Browns, plus 650. He's not going to Cleveland. But you got to be really careful. If you're the Raiders, the favorites here, do you really want to spend the money it would take? And you would sign him to a lesser contract, but do you really want Tua as your quarterback? The Steelers are going to need someone. I don't know.
I mean, somebody's going to need a quarterback. I think that's what it boils down to. And you look at these teams, the quarterback play has been god-awful. I certainly root for Geno Smith, but he's not having a great year, and he's just getting older. Same goes for some of these other teams. I think the one that people keep floating around is trading with the Cardinals for Kyler Murray, which, if I'm the Cardinals, I don't think I would want to get Tua as opposed to Kyler Murray. Like, I'm not a huge Kyler Murray guy or girl, I guess. But still, it just feels like it would be a huge step down, because at least Kyler Murray has had some seasons where he's at least been in the conversation for MVP. So I don't know how well the motivation is still doing for Kyler Murray. I know that's been a question over the past, you know, several years. And plus, they have Jacoby Brissett, so it doesn't make a ton of sense to me. But again, like, we've seen moves where you say to yourself, this doesn't make sense. Why are they doing that? So it's not out of the realm of possibility.
Are you as excited like I am about Quinn Ewers? I can't wait. I want to see Quinn.
No.
I know.
I'm not as excited as
I was
you.
Like, I could, it's like we worked together for so long. I could see your face slowly form. I'm like, no. I am excited to see. I mean, Quinn drafted in the 7th round by the Dolphins. And I don't know. I personally have doubts about how Quinn will perform. But I'll also say this, that I think that he is now much more appreciated for what he did at Texas, because people saw Arch's struggles early on and they say, oh yeah, Quinn was a hell of a quarterback. I'm like, yes, he was. He's played a little bit this season. 5 of 8, 53 yards against the Browns back on October 19th, a 31-6 loss. Those are really beautiful football. Sometimes struggles with the deep ball and can collapse under pressure. He does not like being pressured, so that's not necessarily good with the Dolphins hosting the Bengals this weekend. But ultimately, you know, he's going to get his shot, and the arm talent is there, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you about, because every time we would handicap a Texas game and he's involved, you would say something to the effect of, if Quinn Ewers is in pressure, look out. Like, it's not going to be a great game for him. And so when you go to the next level in the NFL, it doesn't feel like a good quality to have.
No, it's not. What I'm hoping is, and this is where coaching comes in, right? We've seen this with, I think a great example is Liam Cohen and Trevor Lawrence, where Trevor Lawrence is playing the best football of his career. It's not a coincidence that during the offseason, he received a lot of coaching from someone who is really good with offenses and quarterbacks. So the hope is, okay, he's used his time on the team to get coached up, and maybe he reacts better than we saw at Texas. We're going to find out against Cincinnati. Coming up next year on the show, is Travis Kelce going to retire after this season? Well, he may have given us a big hint. NFL news and more next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Great to have you with us here on the second to last show ever. Chelsea, I feel underdressed. You look really nice, and I just don't want a shirt today. Like, I'm going to go down and have some wings and beer at the local watering hole. So maybe during the break, I'll go on and put, like, a jacket on or something like that.
Ah, see, I feel the same way, because last night after I swam laps, normally I will blow dry my hair and, like, try to get it all smooth and good for the show. But last night, I just lay there in bed. I was like, I'm tired. I'm just going to let my hair air dry. So I did not do my normal preparation that I do to my appearance. So it's funny that you say that. And I also just have on, I don't know, like a warm-up half zip that's like athletic apparel. Because there were days on the show that I used to dress up all the time. And I wore like fun earrings and all these cool things. But then I was like, all right, so I've been here too long. Enough with that. We're going to do the bare minimum. And also, like, there is a theory about you don't want your outfit to overpower, like, your personality and your face. Mm-hmm. Like, they told us this in broadcast journalism, like, when you're on TV, is that you want to wear plain colors. And you want to wear stuff that is not competing with your face, because at the end of the day, like, people will be looking at these busy patterns and all these, like, accessories as opposed to your face that is delivering the news.
Yeah, that's true. I remember one time I wore, I didn't get criticized for it, but I saw it myself. Like, I wore a shirt that had like these huge stripes on it. I mean, it was just a different time. It was like late 90s on TV. And I remember looking back and I was like, you can never wear that shirt again, because it looks like, you look like Evel Knievel. Like, you're going to jump the Snake River, like this big blue stripe coming down your shirt.
Snake,
I know it's an old
river.
Reference. I always have to say, when I think about making examples, I'm like, you have to think of a current example, Michael. You can't think of something that dates you. I mean, you can, but also nobody wants to hear, like, oh, I remember when I was watching I Love Lucy a few nights ago. People are going to be like, what are you talking about, dude? So it's hard to come up with a current reference that would be akin to wearing something that looked like that, but I think of what Evel Knievel used to wear. Anyway, the point is, yes, if you wear something that's distracting, people won't pay attention to what you're saying, because they're like, what, you know, what is this clown doing?
Yeah, have you seen Cam Newton?
Like, oh my
Cam
God,
Newton,
yes.
Could make the most salient point and intelligently articulate it, and he still looks like an old church lady. So people are like, man, we can't take you seriously, which is a wild statement, because he is a physically imposing being. Like, imagine, like, in his heyday, thinking, I'm not going to take Cam Newton seriously. This guy was unstoppable at Auburn. But he wears these wild clothes and these stupid hats. And it's like, wow, it took a lot for us to not take you seriously. But boy, have you done it.
You did it. You did it.
You did it.
I mean, yeah, you did it. Good job. I mean, I'm all for... I have no issue with someone being fashion forward, but I think there's a difference between fashion forward and almost just ridiculous. You know, and when I see Cam, as great as he was, I'm like, you just kind of look ridiculous. And it is distracting, right? It's always distracting. Mm-hmm. Every single time.
Yeah.
Well, will the Chiefs have a distraction in the offseason with Travis Kelce? Is he going to retire or not? Now, he was on his podcast with his brother, New Heights Podcast, and when he was talking about the injury to Patrick Mahomes, who, by the way, had surgery this week on his ACL and LCL, had surgery in Dallas, so he should be good to go for next season. He was talking, Travis was, on his podcast about this injury, and listened very carefully to what he had to say.
He's a fearless warrior when it comes to this football thing, and he's going to make sure that he comes back stronger than ever, and you know, hopefully the Chiefs can get him back as soon as possible. I know right now it's kind of right around that week one or the beginning of the season next year. So I know he's going to be doing everything he can to get back out on that field for the Chiefs as soon as possible, man.
Imagine if you were talking about this show, which you are clearly an integral part of this show. You're the co-host. And you were describing it like that, like not like us, but the Daily Tip, you know, as they're doing the Daily Tip or the Chiefs. It sounds like he's already removing himself from envisioning himself as part of the organization. Do you think this is Is this something we're analyzing too much, or is he really going to retire?
I think this could be due to a couple of reasons. Number one for me when I first heard this was I think he is trying to make the pathway into analyst. And when you're an analyst of a team, like say he goes to Fox Sports or whatever, he can't be like, Tom Brady can't look at the Patriots or the Bucks and be like, yeah, we really need to get, a better line in there or something, So I think maybe he's trying to flex that muscle. Maybe he's getting some advice from Jason Kelsey, who obviously does a great job of this. But at the end of the day, are we really overanalyzing something that Travis Kelsey is saying? Like, it's one thing to overanalyze something that Taylor Swift says because she intentionally puts these Easter eggs in and she's a wordsmith and she does all this stuff on purpose. Travis Kelsey's the person who once tweeted out, "I gave a squirrel a piece of bread." Come on, it's still Travis Kelsey. So at the end of the day, I'm not going to read too much into it. Will he retire? Maybe. Will he not retire? Maybe. But I don't know if this is like the Easter egg that people are hoping that it would be.
Yeah, I think that's probably a fair assessment. But you never know. You never know. I'm trying to put two and two together. I saw an article yesterday from the Times of India. I mean,
trusted source.
Then it's definitely happening. But the Times of India says Taylor Swift is reportedly exhausted and ready for a break as wedding planning with Travis comes into focus. She is worn out from the promotion of her new album. So I don't know. Well, Travis Kelsey, tough year. Taylor's like, I'm tired. It's time to focus on the wedding. Travis says, I need to get ready for next season. I'm getting older. It's harder to train. She's like, what? Do you love football more than me? We haven't seen each other a whole lot. They're fighting. We can't have this happen, Chelsea.
Wow, this is a lot of reading into the situation. Like, we've taken this seven steps past what the initial headline said because it's fine to be exhausted, and she's done a lot. Like, I'd imagine she's a very busy person. And I'm not somebody who knows the entire catalog of Taylor Swift, but doesn't she have a song where there's a lyric where it's like, I cry a lot, but I'm so productive? Like, I don't see Taylor Swift stopping. Like, I feel like she's at this level to where even if she is exhausted, don't you think there's times on her tour where she was like, wow, this is kind of a lot? Like, for the Super Bowl when Travis Kelsey was playing in it, didn't she fly from, like, Japan or something? So, like, a little tiredness I don't think is going to stop Taylor Swift from doing whatever her goal is in life.
Double D just put this in the chat, and it actually makes sense. I mean, if you're a Tay-Tay maniac, I am not. They're not called Tay-Tay maniacs, by the way. Annie, but is this Kelsey's 13th? Are you a Tay-Tay maniac? Like, are you a
weirdo? Do you mean
weirdo?
A Swiftie?
Get away from me. You mean a Swiftie, you freak? Leave me alone. Yeah, but is this Kelsey's 13th season? Swift's favorite number is 13. I mean, we all know that. Maybe she'll convince him based on that fact. Also, I will say that what's interesting about Travis, I think, is that when you reach that level of public consciousness where everyone knows you, I mean, everyone knew him in the football world, but then, of course, he becomes even more massive because of Taylor. You tend to forget how brilliant his career has been. I mean, this is one of the best tight ends in NFL history. I know we haven't, but, you talk about the podcast and Taylor and what's next and how he feels about Patrick Mahomes, and you forget about you're talking about a three-time Super Bowl champion and a player who leads the NFL in all-time playoff reception. So even if he goes, then the NFL is losing a legend.
Right, because you're still going to see the headlines on, like, Betches.com where it's Taylor Swift's boyfriend. Like, it's never going to be future Hall of Famer Travis Kelsey. But what I wonder about is when he's sitting down and he's thinking about retiring or he's thinking about coming back for another season, does he think that next year is going to go differently for the Chiefs? Because I think that would go into it as well, is if you don't think that this team is capable of winning another Super Bowl, like, maybe you should hang him up. Because it's different if this team was absolutely dominating, and maybe you've lost a step, but you could still be a great piece on a team that could claim another ring. I just don't think that's the case. Like, the competitor in me would look at that season and be like, I don't want to finish like that. But hell, it could get worse. So I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. So we have to talk about Puka Nacua, because he finally said what players and fans have been saying for years. Listen to Puka being asked about NFL officiating. This is on an internet stream with Aiden Ross and Neon.
Oh, 100%. I'm like, they had a... Yes, the refs are the worst. Because there's just some of the rules aren't... And, like, these guys want to be... These guys are lawyers and, like, brother, they want to be on TV too, bro. Like, the game is... You don't think he's texting his friends in the group chat, like, yo, you guys just saw me Sunday Night Football? Like, that was...
No way.
Like, that wasn't PI, like, but I called it. I was like,
seriously, they do that, Matt?
I mean, these guys are normal human beings too, bro.
This is how you know that this is an internet stream for the youngs, when you hear reactions like, oh, damn, ooh. But, I mean, Puka, he's going to be fine by the NFL. You can't say these guys just want to be on TV and they're calling penalties that aren't really penalties without Big Raj stepping in. You know Roger Goodell's going to do something here.
Big Raj. How dare Big you Raj. Say Big Raj without... Not meaning the one at Odyssey that makes the pot of coffee every single day. But yeah, I think this is the problem with podcasts and live streams, mm-hmm. is that they feel so casual that people say stuff that they would not say to like a room full of people. Like they forget that millions right. of people are watching. So I think this is a case of that. That, I will say this, at least he criticized the officiating and not his own team, because we've seen before with A.J. Brown. Like, remember when A.J. Brown was like, yeah, don't play me in fantasy, man. Our offense sucks. Like, it could be worse. So I think it's fine. You know, if he gets a fine, whatever, that's how he felt. But it's, like, not the end of the world. Like, at least he's not bashing his own teammates.
Yeah, well, at least he didn't say Sean Hockley is the worst. I mean, this guy, he needs some LASIK or something. He's terrible. The NFL will absolutely step in and do something here. And we are going to talk about Thursday Night Football. This is going to be sort of interesting to watch, right? Rams and Seahawks tonight. This is a massive game. So after saying this before one of the biggest games of the season, and not just in the NFC West, in the entire NFL, like you say this about the officiating, I want to see how he is officiated tonight.
I don't know if it'll change anything, though. Like, it's still a big game, and if these referees are professional... It wouldn't affect their opinions. Like, this is not the first time that referees and officiating have been criticized. Like, think about how many times in a season we've heard this. Like, every single game, there is a head coach throwing a tantrum on a sideline because of call. So it just doesn't feel like that far out of bounds. Like, I know you're not supposed to do it, but I don't think the referees are going to have, like, you know, some sort of a stand to make, because that would make them look equally bad.
Yeah. I kind of love it, though. But you're right. When these NFL players hang out in something, it's not that it's not professional. It's just not something they're accustomed to doing, right? Normally, they're sitting on a set somewhere, or maybe they're in a press area, hanging out with a couple of streamers where your guard is down a little bit, you're a little more honest, and you get great content, but that's exactly what happened here. Finally, I wanted to ask you, Cam Ward, your guy, Titans quarterback, says he wants to be involved in Tennessee's next head coaching decision. Of course, they fired Brian Callahan after that 1-5 start. Mike McCoy has gone 1-8 since. Ward saying of the coaching search, this is a quote, "Every coach who gets the opportunity to come here, I want to have conversations throughout the process with them. I'm going to be here for that the whole time." Do you like your guy taking ownership?
Yeah. I mean, why would he not have some sort of a say, especially when the ownership for the Titans... They've had plenty of chances, and they haven't done a great job. Do you see the coach they just let go? Mike Vrabel? Yeah, the guy that has one of the best teams in the entire NFL with the Patriots after 1 year. So if I'm Cam Ward, like, I at least get conversations. Does that mean he gets to make the final decision? No, but you can at least make him feel like he's involved. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. Is it like he doesn't have to, like, have actually any weight in the situation, but you got to coddle him a little bit, because again, if he's going to be pulling the strings on the offense, like, it makes a lot of sense. Like, everybody who's everybody has been talking about, hey, you want a head coach to come in to help develop your quarterback, because this is the most important position in the game of football. He is the face of your franchise. He's shown some flashes. So this is what we need to work on.
Let me give you, I'm just going to throw it out real quick. Honest gut reaction. New Titans head coach, Josh McDaniels.
Duh. No, there's better options available.
Yeah, there are. There are. I just, you know, trying to get you going. Get that adrenaline going here. If it means you get angry with me, you get angry with me. We got to have a good show. Coming up next on the show. Who has the power? That's the question we answer each and every Thursday when we rank the top five teams in the NFL. That is on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network when we come back.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Michael Jenkins, she's Chelsea Messenger. It is the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Thrilled to have you with us. Final week, second to final show, which happens tomorrow morning. Coming up, He-Man will get us pumped up one last time before we talk about our top five teams in the NFL. We'll give you our rankings. You know what I'm tired of? I know we already did a Whine About It Wednesday. I am tired of these targeted ads on X and Instagram, especially when they're age-based. Like, I was just scrolling through X, and I got, want a date with a senior single? I'm like, well, no. I'm getting married in April, so that's definitely a no. And then with Instagram, it's even worse because you get audio, and immediately some guy's in my face, hey, I'm an older guy too, but let's be honest, sometimes your body doesn't react the way you want it to. I'm like, no, stop. The new and improved jitterbug, I'm like, a jitterbug? I'm not getting a jitterbug, you know, with the one press button for help, like straight to 911. God, killing me. I'm going to start looking at, the only thing that made me feel better was when I looked at Spotify Wrapped, which a lot of people posted a couple weeks ago and that came out, and when I look through my Spotify Wrap, because when we listen to Spotify, it's generally just put on today's top hits. And it was like, your music listening age is 17. I was like, well, that almost seems going the wrong way. I need just the healthy middle that I can't find it anywhere.
Well, it's funny how advanced technology is, but yet it still misfires on some algorithm things, because my algorithm seems to think that I am male because I'm, you know, following a lot of sports and doing like a lot of sports betting. So it shows me these like scantily clad women. And I'm just like, that doesn't do anything for me. Like, in fact, I'm like, I wonder what self-tanner she uses. She looks really great.
Right.
But it's just, you know, sometimes they get it wrong. Or the time where my phone got stolen when we lived in the Dominican Republic and somebody made an account on YouTube for me, like using my IP address or something.
What?
To where YouTube now thinks I speak Spanish. So most of my ads are in Spanish. And I'm like, I don't know what this says. Do you think I speak Spanish? No, I am a Southern girl from Middle Tennessee.
That's awesome. I actually love that when an app or whatever, because they track you and target you with their ads and all that stuff. Like, I kind of love it when they get it wrong. I don't, but I appreciate when they're way off, because then I can be like, you haven't got it figured out just yet. Like, I was looking at a couple things yesterday that are sort of like job related, because look, let's be honest, we're not going to have jobs here in 2 days. So I'm out there looking around and I was exploring different avenues. And so all of a sudden my algorithm changes like this, just because I'm looking at a different job or a different corporation, whatever it is. And then that's weird too.
Right. That's why if it's something that I don't want to see ads for, I do it on a private tab. I don't know like if that even helps, but when you're looking for flights, when you're looking for... Yeah. I don't know, like insurance, that's a bad one, because you'll get about 1,000 calls. If you type in your phone number, your email address, good luck moving forward, because your entire inbox is going to be filled with insurance salesmen. But it's not like I feel like there are very few people out there who are rooting for like AI and the algorithm. Like, have you seen the blowback for, I think it's the AI actress that... I saw this on The Hollywood Reporter, where they're trying to insert this like completely fake, you know, AI actress into movies. Mm-hmm. They're like, she's going to be the next big thing. And everybody in the comments is like, hell no, she's not. If there's one thing that we can do as a society, is we are good at canceling people. So like, this person or this being, whatever she is, she's canceled from the start. We're not supporting that.
No, I don't want to. I mean, you want to be able to meet your idols. I mean, not that I'm going to travel out to Hollywood to meet some potential young star, but do you know what I mean? If you're a fan, like, I want a human interaction. I want to shake hands with a developer. Sounds terrible.
Especially in acting, where you're supposed to show, like, emotion.
Yes.
And be a human.
An actual skill. Yeah. I mean, that's where connection comes from, right? So, yeah, let's cancel that lady, whoever she is. Get her out of there. Okay, here we go. Final time. Let's find out where we stand going into week 16.
Jinx and Chelsea tell you who has the power.
It's a power struggle.
After the weekend in the NFL.
Best team ever.
Best team ever. All right. I'm looking here. I'm scrolling. Oh, let's see. Okay, yeah. We're similar in our power rankings, but Chelsea, you have the floor. What do you got?
All right, number one in the power rankings should come as no surprise. The LA Rams look like the most dominant team in football. Not only the most dominant record, but also the numbers align as well when it comes to EPA, when it comes to their defense, and when it comes to their quarterback and head coach combo. Because I think later in the season, it gets to the point where I say to myself, okay, what are the teams that I would trust in the postseason? Because during the regular season, you look at the records, you're like, okay, you know, the Broncos and the Patriots, you got to put them up there because it's the regular season and they keep proving that they can win games. But you look at the Rams, they are better in all of those metrics, and they have a veteran quarterback who's won a Super Bowl, who's been there, done that. So Rams, number one. Number two, along similar lines, the way the Bills are playing football, and most notably, the way that Josh Allen is playing football, the Bills never feel out of a game. We've seen this two times so far this season where the Bills have been in huge first half holes. And what do you know? The Bills come out absolutely swinging in the second half, and Josh Allen commands this team to a second half come from behind wins against some good teams. Like, they did this to the Bucs back when the Bucs were good, and they just did this to the Patriots. So Bills number two. Number three, we're going with the Seahawks, a team that's built very similarly to the Rams and the best defense, statistically speaking, in the NFL. So even if you don't believe in Sam Darnold, which, come on, man, like at what point do you believe in Sam Darnold? Like the numbers are still really good. The Seahawks defense is incredible. Like even if they just coasted by on their defense, they'd be one of the best teams in the NFL, but they still have a great offense and one of the best receivers in all of football in JSN. Number four, the Patriots. Yeah, we got to believe in them at some point. I know they just lost to the Bills, but still, you cannot deny the season that they have had. And number five, the Broncos, winners of 11 straight games and the best pass rush in the NFL, leading the team sacks category by it feels like a country mile. So Broncos have to be in there for their defense. But of course, putting the Patriots and Broncos a little deeper in these rankings simply because their quarterbacks are young and still unproven in the postseason.
All right. Well done. I'm very similar to you, so I'm kind of right there along the same lines. And it makes sense because at this point in the season, teams are who they are. At five, let's go 5-1. I'm going to go with the Patriots. And Mike Vrabel has done an incredible job, and Drake May looks like the dude. The fact that in his second season, he is, I believe, second to only Matthew Stafford as MVP, or right there with Josh Allen, just speaks to his development. And the Patriots are legit. I just feel like they're maybe a year away, but they clearly made the right hire. They've looked fantastic. Number four, and I'm with you on this. I almost put the Bills at two as well. I dropped them down. I'm trying not to be biased here because I want the Bills. I want this to be the year for Buffalo. Now that the Commanders are out, I got a soft spot in my heart for the Bills. And so when you have Josh Allen and you have James Cook, then you're in any game. I know their defense has some warts, but it really doesn't matter with those guys, and particularly Josh Allen. We saw what happened in New England. At three, okay, fine. The Broncos. I keep wanting to penalize Denver. I know they've won 11 straight, but also I think if they didn't have Sean Payton, I might dock them a little bit. But this is a guy, they traded for him for a reason. And when you have the reputation that he has as a winner, it's not a coincidence that they're on this run, even though I don't think they're this good. But look, a win is a win is a win. Number two, Seahawks. I love the Seahawks. I think the Seahawks are incredible. I think the Seahawks can win it all. And then I have the Rams at number one, which is going to make tonight's game so compelling. And you could switch these two. I think they're interchangeable. I think if these guys played five times, it'd be five wins on each side. Rams have the second overall offense, tied for third in points allowed. So Matthew Stafford, he's probably going to win the MVP. Those markets shift a lot. But if he balls out tonight, he's probably going to be the guy, which maybe makes him a Hall of Famer. I don't know. That's a different discussion. But I think we're very similar here. I'll go Rams at number one.
Yeah, which makes tonight's game all the more compelling. And it's wild to me that, you know, the Rams are having the season that they're having, but I still think the biggest storyline for tonight's game is going to be what we see from Sam Darnold. Because it's wild. Even if Matt Stafford threw like four picks in tonight's game, people say, oh, it's a bad game. You know, it's a good defense. Matt Stafford struggled. It's fine. He's due to stub his toe every once in a while. But if this is another big game scenario and Sam Darnold doesn't look good, people are going to crucify him. And that makes me a little sad just because the sample size has not been very big for Sam Darnold. It feels statistically unfair because he hasn't played in that many big games. And you compare him to some of these other big name quarterbacks who just have this huge sample size. And of course, you know, Patrick Mahomes, you know, atop the list for a reason. But like, think about all the playoff games that he's played in.
Yeah.
He's just had more of an opportunity to succeed because he's had more games. Like, I'm not saying that, you know, Sam Darnold is better than Patrick Mahomes, but you get the point that I am trying to make. So please, Sam Darnold, have a decent game tonight. Don't let the haters win.
I agree with you. I love his story, and I think he's going to ball out, and I just feel like that people, once you've solidified your reputation as someone who maybe isn't a great quarterback, it's hard to break that mold. And of course, the last time that he faced the Rams, we'll get into this, he threw, I think, four picks in that game. So immediately people were like, oh, here we go, Sam Darnold again. Same with the Vikings. You know, last year he struggles in the playoffs. It's like, oh, same Sam Darnold, and they just ignore all the other evidence. Don't you think the Vikings now would maybe like to have Sam Darnold. I know. Oh, J.J. McCarthy has won two straight. Ooh, amazing. But yes, he just – Darnold has never gotten the credit he deserves just ever, you know. So we'll see. In fact, we're going to talk about it next. This is a Thursday night football game. The fate of the NFC West at stake. Rams, Seahawks from Lumen Field. Is that right? Lumen Field in the Emerald City. We're going to get you ready for Thursday night football. That's coming up an hour or two here on the Daily Tip. It is on the BetMGM Network. Come on back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.